Welcome to the Difference Makers Podcast. I'm Devin Dade, a speaker, a life coach, and a leadership trainer. And I had the opportunity to speak with entrepreneurs, leaders, and people who make a difference in the lives of others. So we're here with John Menis, and basically what we're doing here is we're speaking with John because he's definitely a difference maker in the lives of others and also in the community. Difference makers, decision makers, shakers, movers, entrepreneurs, and leaders. And we're sitting down with them to really figure out and bring out, you know, and dive into their lives to understand why they do what they do. And this also inspires, educates, and should motivate others to share their story. Also, to help people get unstuck from where they're at, or even help people that are just beginning to know how to get started. So why don't you tell us a little about yourself, John?
Okay, like I said, my name is John Menis. I'm the owner and head performance coach at Tri-State Strength and Performance Training Center here in Keokuk. Originally from the Iowa City area, Wilmington, Iowa. I grew up there. You know, I was a typical kid, played sports, football, baseball, wrestling, ran track at one point, and so I've just always been around the athletic field. After high school, I played baseball in college for a while. Once I got to college level, I just kind of realized, you know, where I was at talent-wise. Just kind of ran out of talent, I guess, is the way I like to say. You know, I went to a very good junior college where we had guys from Puerto Rico, Canada. We had a guy from Republic of Georgia. I mean, they were from all over the place. And then I started seeing the level of talent compared to what my talent was. And it just kind of really was an eye-opener, I guess, if you want to say it that way. Started realizing the steps that I missed along the way to prepare myself a little bit better. After I graduated college, huge moment in my life was actually while I was in college, and that was 9/11. Literally the day that 9/11 happened, I remember waking up in the morning, was headed to class, and seeing everything that was unfolding on the news and hearing it on the radio, things like that. It motivated me, inspired me to do something more. Realize that everybody has a role to play, and I felt that being in the military was something that I owed to my family, to myself, to my country. So I made the decision that day that once I graduated school, I'd be going into the military. Being the type of person that I am, if I was going to be was going in the military or whatever I was going to do, I wanted to always be at the top level. So I made the decision that I wanted to be a Navy SEAL. So started training for it that day, pretty much. Started running, you know, started preparing myself. My best friend at the time, a couple years later, before I did, he went in the Marines, and again, that really inspired me also to make those steps. So once I graduated from school, went into the Navy, went for the whole Navy SEALs thing, got out there, some unfortunate events, you know, injuries and things like that, going through that high level of training. So never actually got to that pinnacle that I wanted to reach, but still enjoyed my time in the military. Very proud of everything that I did in the military. But while I was in the military, I continued my passion for being in the strength conditioning field, continued to learn, continued to educate myself, continued to work at it. So once I got out of the military, I worked at the YMCA here in Keokuk, Iowa for a while. Very much enjoyed that. Had the opportunity to work with youth, and youth sports programs, and, you know, be a leader and a mentor for a lot of them, which as I've gotten older, I realized that my true passion wasn't necessarily strength and conditioning, but my true passion was to motivate people, to be mentor to them, to lead, and help people be better at what they wanted to be. So after, in 2014, realized the dream of opening up my own facility. That's when I opened up TSP, as we affectionately call it, and started working with athletes, the average Joes and average Janes, you know, the youth, anybody and everybody who wants to be better physically and mentally. We work with them here, and so that's pretty much me.
Yeah,
in a long-winded nutshell, I suppose.
Yeah, no, and we thank you for the detail. Actually, it shows your journey and where you've been and how you work your way up to where, because you're not an overnight success.
Right.
I do remember working out with you at the Y, and you know, the local YMCA, and and side by side watching you work out, the dedication, the hard work you put in, and then somewhere in between there, that's where the powerlifting came in, and you took it to a whole different level.
Sure.
So with taking it to a whole different level, you decided not to stop there, but then you decided, like you said, is to mentor, but to help lead other people's into some of their strengths, and then you became an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about what it's like being an entrepreneur.
The one thing that I found about business is, you know, I opened a gym to be strength coach and to help people, this and that, and more and more finding that that's about 10% of my job now. You know, marketing, the business, the payroll, all that stuff going into it. You know, entrepreneurial, the title is, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're really doing something and you're doing it right to have somebody call you that. You know, it's a struggle. It absolutely is a struggle. It's not, you know, it's not a Donald Trump story, at least not yet. You know, I had to do the, you know, find backers for the gym and things like that, get the equipment. But, you know, the entrepreneur side is, it's a tough gig. It really is, because you know, with the help of others, you can't do anything on your own. With the help of others, you're trying to succeed on your own. You're trying to push your philosophy, not really push, but inspire people with your philosophy, on whether that's on life or in my world, in strength conditioning, you know, and it's a tough sell, especially in a smaller community. But it's, like I said, it's such a passion of mine that, you know, it makes it fun every day. Yeah. You know, I get to be who I want to be every day, and help others be who they want to be every day.
Yeah, and that really resonates with me. Being a newer entrepreneur myself, it's the daily grind, man. And you're right, you don't sleep, because you're putting your family, friends, you're putting all this sort of on your shoulders so you can lead and guide the way, and in the future make a blueprint, which I'm really happy to say is to make a blueprint to be able to bring somebody else along to build their gyms, to be a speaker, a trainer, to be a coach, to really just be a leader in the community. I think that's the biggest thing. And I know that you work a lot with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
So what is some of your aspirations while you're working with the youth?
You know, my biggest thing is a guy that is kind of I look up to very, very highly in this world in strength conditioning, a guy named Joe DeFranco, unbelievable strength coach. I've learned tons from this man. But his theory is to make your passion your profession. And so that's kind of with the youth. You know, when you're in the gym, or in our gym, it's not just about lifting more weights or running faster. You know, that's a big part of the program, obviously, but it's beyond that for the youth. It's learning who they are, learning about themselves. I constantly, whether it's a young kid in elementary school or middle school kid, high school kid, even our college athletes, I'm constantly asking, so what's in the future for you? You know, what after college, after high school, what are you going to do? What's your plans? The elementary kids, it's, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Things like that. You know, for me, it's getting to know them better, knowing what their goals are in life. But it's for them, it's to kind of see, you know, because then, you know, if they have a young kid who says, well, I want to be a firefighter when I grow up. You know, then it's like, oh yeah, you know, well, what do you know about it right now? And then we can get to talk about that. And maybe he realizes how amazing that job really is, that it's not just something, you know, he sees some of the leaders here in the community in the firefighting world. You know, he sees it beyond that. He sees, you know, what I saw on 9/11, the firefighters running into a building that's about to collapse to save as many people as they can. And so then he realizes what it really means and maybe finds a deeper passion in that. And whether, obviously, as a youth, whether that continues to be what he wants to be, you know, 10, 15 years down the road. But maybe it helps him realize that whatever I want to be, I have to have passion for. You know, I don't want they see, you know, somebody that just makes a lot of money doing a job that they hate. I don't want to see that. You know, I want to see them succeed and understand what success is, that it's beyond just making a lot of money. Yeah. It's being happy every day. In this world, I don't make a lot of money, and it's never been about the money. But when I have the opportunity to change somebody's life every day, that's what makes me happy. That's what keeps me going. So hopefully our youth that come in here see that in me, that I'm happy every day, and I don't make a lot of money. But I'm happy, and I feel successful because of that.
Yeah, and I think that... You answered two questions there, because I think you defined for you, because I think everybody has to have their own definition of what success is.
Absolutely.
And once you reach that, the means will come with it, especially there's one thing that if you give, more will come to you.
Absolutely.
You know, so I truly believe in that. And with, I would say, even the youth, I know, you know, venturing out to be an entrepreneur, because you went ahead and laid the path a little bit before me. You know, of course, I look around, I say, who in the community is doing it? And doing it in a way to where it's not, I want to, you know, get there and be mediocre,
right,
but I want to progress and I want to continue to push the envelope. And I'm definitely saying that you're one of the people that I looked at and said, okay, you know, this is a guy who's doing it. I look up to that. And you gave me the courage to step out and do it. So who stepped into your life and mentored you or changed you or said something to you that's moved or shaped you in a way?
Sure.
To...
Well, that's a good question. I've had many, and throughout my life, I've been lucky to find many, many people that have mentored me, inspired me, and I'm always looking for more. And every day I find somebody that inspires me to do something more that day. You know, I start with both of my parents. They have, you know, if it wasn't for them, wouldn't be here at all. And I mean that, and I would not have this gym without my parents. I would not have the attitude that I have day to day if it wasn't for my parents. You know, my father is he worked hard. He's always given myself and my brothers and sisters the best life that he could. And my mom did the exact same, and they worked together. They were they grew up in with my parents being divorced, but they you know, they obviously found a reason that they couldn't live together, but their mindset was that together they're still a team raising kids together, and they have to be the best that they can be. And to see that was just amazing, and it inspires me. And I talk so highly about that when I see parents who are, you know, talking about like, well, we're getting divorced, things like that. You know, I explain exactly how my parents were. It's just truly amazing to see that.
Yeah.
You know, I had some great coaches along the way that really inspired me. Don Showalter, he was my elementary PE teacher, high school basketball coach here in Iowa for, I think, something like 42 years. He just went out to Team USA to help out there, I think, with basketball operations or basketball development, something like that. An amazing man. Just to see him, the way he was so passionate about basketball, but also being the teacher that he was, an athletic director. Another coach I had, he coached me in football, he coached me in baseball, wrestling. Sean Creeman was his name. An amazing man also. He really, when he came to my high school, I was a sophomore, I think, and he kind of took me under his wing a little bit, whether he knew it or not, but I definitely always flocked to him and his classes. You know, I felt like I could go and talk to him as a coach, but always had, you know, not as a friend, but as a mentor. Was just a great man to have in my life. When I got to college, a guy at Indian Hills Community College, Kevin Benzing was his name. I learned so much about baseball, you know, through him, that taught me so much about life. You know, after that, it was, you know, coming across so many people in the military, that, you know, too many to speak of, because every person I worked with was a man of integrity. I was fortunate enough to have that. Within this field of strength conditioning, Joe DeFranco, who I just talked about, you know, seeing where he came from, his first gym was a 500 square foot storage facility that he turned into. Now he's one of the biggest strength coaches in the world. So I kind of look at that, what we started at before we expanded. You know, we were roughly 500 square feet, and we got more work done in here with our athletes and our regular members than, you know, people in these 5,000 square foot facilities. You know, so many other guys in this, Jim Smith, call him Smitty, you know, had the pleasure to learn from him out in New Jersey, with Joe DeFranco and their certification courses, and, you know, to see how passionate he is, where he went from being in the corporate world and hated it, but loved doing the strength conditioning stuff, and you know, he had kids, a wife and a kid, and he still made that transition because that was his passion. To see his spiritual side, because he's a very spiritual guy, you know, listening to him talk is so inspiring every time. So those, you know, that's quite a few. It's more than just one, obviously, but it's kind of, I just, there's so many people. And then, you know, I see on the internet, like, every day, I'll see a soldier or a Marine or a sailor who's been injured in combat, you know, I just saw a video today, a guy had one leg and was missing half an arm. And he had a, what we call a yoke bar or a safety squat bar on his back, a couple hundred pounds, and he was doing single leg squats.
Wow.
Well, today I happen to have single leg squats with the yoke bar, and I'm just dreading it because I hate that. But then I see this video of this guy who's, you know, putting it all out there, and I'm like, you know, how could I not be inspired? Now I'm gonna, like, max out, hopefully, because that's going to be in my head. It's like, well, this guy did it, and look what he's going through, and he's not, you know, I've got two legs and two arms, and, you know, I'm a little bit banged up, but this guy's missing half an arm, and he's missing a leg, but he's still doing it and not complaining about it. So who am I to complain about having to do that? So it's things like that I see every day that just absolutely inspire me.
And if you're listening, I think one of the biggest things that what John, he just took time to pay homage to pay respect to the people who's helped pave his road. And I think that's important. And it's like one of those things is to give the person flowers now instead of waiting until down the road.
Yeah.
Gratitude changes attitude, and gratitude is so contagious. Absolutely. So waking up humble in the morning so you can go to bed humble at night.
Yep.
I think, you know, it seems like you have a heart for that. You have a passion for what you're doing. I want to switch gears a little bit here. Mm-hmm. What are you most excited about at this point? Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, I have so many things going on. You know, we're just getting into the summer months, so now I'm getting my college athletes coming back from school. The high school kids getting done with school that are, you know, they're prepping. A lot of them are prepping for fall sports. So we're going to have, over the next, you know, 3 months, nonstop action in the gym with athletes training, getting better. You know, powerlifting, my powerlifting is happening. We've got WAP Nationals coming up in June. Super excited about that. The gym is constantly expanding. We're constantly working on new things, new ideas. I just throw out a quick shout out to Nutrition HQ. They just picked me up, sponsoring me, and, you know, doing a lot of big things with them, and you know, Tyler Hall up in Quincy has just been amazing to help me out there. You know, so just so many things going on. I know I'm probably missing just a ton of stuff that's just happening, but I'm just super excited. I mean, I try to constantly stay positive about everything. So when somebody asks me, it's like, oh, what are you excited about? It's like, oh, I'm excited about everything. So it's just, you know, I'm trying to think of other things going on. But, you know, like I said, just everything with the gym is just moving in the right direction. But that's not, I'm not going to take a step back and just stay at that level. The idea is to continue to move, to get better. As I said, one of the things when I listen to Joe DeFranco, he's got a podcast on his opening. He talks about, like, you know, he's not going to stop until he's number one gym, not just, you know, on the block, in the state, in this country, in the whole world. And that's his goal. I'm the same way. And one of his big that just drives me so much is he has a quote in the opening. I'm trying to think exactly how it goes. It's I don't want to screw it up. Basically what he's saying though is, you know, he didn't get into this world, just in the strength conditioning world, to just blend in with the crowd. You know, he wants to make a change. He wants to be the guy in this world. And that's my, you know, I don't want to just be the best gym, the best strength coach in the tri-state area. I want, you know, the whole country to want to come here. I want those guys, you know, that want to be better. I want them wanting to come here. So, you know, those are my goals. It's not just to be the best here. It's to be the best in general.
Yeah. And that's a great attitude to have, man. I think that, you know, I believe in excellence. Excellence is gradually getting better every day. You're grinding, you're working at it. And if you're listening, here's the thing. And I want to go back, because there's one thing that really resonated that you said, is that the people in your life, they're staples, because it was one thing, two things, whether they even knew it, they changed your life. They just by little things. And coaches, teachers, parents, absolutely, whoever you are, I'm asking you, take time, absolutely, to push. Take time to push people in a loving way to get them to that next level.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Just cut you off real quick. This, mm-hmm, is what you said. I've preached this to my high school athletes and my college athletes, because we're in here, and then they're, you know, they're in here, and there's elementary kids in here, and they see them, they look up to them. And I tell my high school kids and college kids, don't take that lightly. These kids look up to you. You know, take that for real. Say hi to them. You know, ask them how their day is. Things like that, because you never know whose day you're going to change and make better, whose life you're going to make better on any given day. Just a small, hey, how's it going? How's your day going? How's school going? Are you excited about this? You know, how's your training going? All that stuff, you know, just simple things you can do can change anybody's, you know, anybody's life in an instant. And so that's why I try to be that way. When I see people, you know, people come up to me a lot, you know, in this area, you know, Walmart, say, hey, do you own that gym out there? Hey, how do I do this? Easy. I'll take 10 minutes, no problem, and explain something to them, because that might set them right down the path of being successful. And you know, people don't realize what the effect they have on everybody else around them, and they need to take that serious every day.
Definitely. Well, John, man, this is the, you know, I definitely appreciate it. Teamwork makes a dream work. I know right now you're grinding it out. You're building your gym. You're building your dreams, as well as in your difference maker in the community and the lives of others, man. So I definitely appreciate it. I can't wait a year down the road when I have you back on again, absolutely, and we're both talking about the growth that we've had, absolutely, in a year's span. So I can't wait to have you back. I'm definitely appreciated for you being the first interview. You definitely over exceeded what I you bring a lot. Maybe you might want to be a speaker like myself.
Well, let me tell you, when you came and asked me to be your first guest, it was, I mean, I'm sure you saw, I was super excited. It means so much to me to have somebody like yourself think of me in that light, and to, you know, want me to be your first guest on a show that I know is going to be huge. I know you, I've known you for quite a few years, and you know, you're a lot like myself, and a very positive person, and that goes so far. So I know you're going to make this huge, and I can't, I hope I'm back on, hopefully before a year. You know, it's been a pleasure to be on
the show. And you got some amazing people that's passed through. I know you had Ray in here.
Uh-huh.
He was a therapist out at Midwest Academy.
Yep, absolutely.
And he's doing rugby, so we're going to have him on. I'm pretty sure he's going to have some positive things to say.
Oh, Ray's an amazing guy. I met him a couple years ago, and you know, we struck up a real quick friendship because he's just like very positive, very energetic. I mean, he's got so much energy just flowing in him, and love it. And you know, the things that he did in a short time in this area was amazing. And yeah, we miss having him around too, for sure.
Yeah. So before we go, John Dumas, and he's a monster when it comes to podcasts. But there's one thing he always says: give me your last piece of advice that you would like for the world. You'd like to share with everybody. Last parting piece of advice. What would it be?
Oh man. This goes a long way. A couple years ago, I heard this quote. And it's so simple, but it means so much to me as a strength coach or as a coach in general, as a leader. And this really just goes out to just about any profession. And I hate not giving people credit. I'm not 100% sure who actually said it first. I believe I heard Buddy Morris say this. He's the head strength coach for Arizona Cardinals. And I believe he said it, but he might have got it somewhere else. But what it is very, very simple. It's nobody cares what you know till they know that you care. If people live by that and understand that, it'll make a huge difference.
Exactly. Hard work and dedication, man. I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
Can't wait to have you back.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Thank you for your support and listening to the Difference Makers podcast. Drive, develop, and deliver. Make excellence a habit. See the change and be the change. Tune in next time.